There's been reaction, of course, to the explosive New York Times report summarizing Donald Trump's federal tax returns for the last 20 years, including that Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 17, and none at all in 10 of the previous 15 years, and that he has over $400 million in debt coming due in the next 4 years. The conservative Drudge Report, once reliably pro-Trump, asks if he is a fake billionaire. Trump is denying the report with fake news. Here he is at a press conference last night.
It's totally fake news, made up, fake. We went through the same stories. You could have asked me the same questions 4 years ago. I had to litigate this and talk about it. Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax.
He probably did pay some taxes, Social Security, for instance. But let's take a closer look at this devastating report with NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, who's been following this. And Franco, NPR has not confirmed details of the findings. The Times didn't print the original source documents to protect sources. But go through the big takeaways.
Well, you mentioned one of them, that he paid a fraction in his first 2 years of office in taxes, $750, compared to what most Americans pay annually. But the Times also says the president paid no income taxes at all during 10 of the previous 15 years. And these stories really paint the president as a slick businessman who took advantage of all kinds of write-offs to avoid paying taxes, while at the same time living this lavish lifestyle, even writing off $70,000 worth of haircuts. And he wrote off consulting fees that the Times say appear to be those paid to his daughter, despite her role as a top employee in the business.
We mentioned also that the Times is reporting on massive debt that Trump owes, a pending IRS ruling on a $73 million tax refund that Trump claimed over a decade ago could put him further in the hole there. How has Trump used audits as his reasoning for not releasing his taxes?
That's right. He often cites an ongoing audit as an excuse for not releasing his tax and returns. It is interesting that in this report, it does note a long fight with the IRS. And that fight with the IRS, you know, of about a $73 million tax refund, that actually could have some serious financial consequences for the president after in a few years, costing him over $100 million. But as you know, there is no prohibition on releasing the returns, and as presidents and presidential candidates for decades have done, but that's all obviously before Trump.
Yeah. Well, do we know anything more about Trump's dealings with foreign countries and what he might owe overseas?
Yeah, during his first 2 years as president, Trump received $73 million from foreign operations. In addition to his Gulf operations in Scotland and Ireland, foreign projects actually brought in $3 million from the Philippines and more than $2 million from India. And while the president paid $750 in federal income taxes, you know, during his first 2 years in office, he paid taxes to those two companies roughly $150,000.
President Trump has bragged about not paying his taxes before, telling Hillary Clinton in that 2016 debate that it makes him smart. We heard his denial, but how are, you know, he and maybe others in his circle responding to this report?
Yeah, they're fighting back hard. As you played earlier today, President Trump is calling it fake news. They say all the information is made up. And his surrogates are also fighting back. One of his lawyers for the Trump Organization, Alan Garten, says the information is inaccurate, but he did not give specific details on what federal income taxes the president or the, President Trump paid. White House Deputy Press Secretary Brian Morgenson also talked with reporters today at the White House. You know, and he's among those who are arguing that the New York Times should share their reporting. At the same time, though, they're not answering simple questions about what the president did pay in his federal income taxes. And they argue that the president, wants to lower everyone's taxes.
Well, Joe Biden is, sure to, talk about this in the debates tomorrow night. But what about, the president's base? Will this sway anyone? They don't seem swayable.
Yeah, I mean, that's the really big question. The president has faced explosive stories before and that they haven't necessarily stuck. And I was actually in touch with a senior administration official last night who felt this, too, would pass. the official argued that the amount of people who may be swayed enough to change their vote is likely very small. At the same time, this could be a big deal tomorrow in the debate, and Biden could use this and he could wield this very, you know, accurately.
Well, and the New York Times is saying they have more reporting that will be coming in the
exactly.
coming days. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, thank you so much.
Thank you.